The looting of Iraq's archaeology museum in the aftermath of the U.S.-led invasion made world headlines. Less attention was paid to Iraq's National Library and Archives, which suffered more devastating losses. 90% of its rare books were either stolen, burned, or destroyed. 60% of the archival material suffered the same fate. Despite promises by a team that came over from the Library of Congress, the Iraqi library's new director says little help was given by the U.S. government. However, defying the odds and with an initial grant of only $10,000 from the Iraqi interim government, the institution that keeps Iraq's records is getting back on its feet. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports from Baghdad.
Inside Iraq's National Library and Archives, walls are scarred and blackened with soot. The debris has been cleared, but the main building is only a concrete shell. Footsteps echo in the cold, empty hall. But unlike many of Iraq's broken institutions, there is a palpable air of industry here. Workmen are busy rebuilding the physical structure. The new director of the National Library, Saad Iskander, is trying to replace the institution's heart and soul. Over a period of several days after the fall of Baghdad in April 2003, the three-story building was repeatedly looted and set on fire, consuming irreplaceable documents that detail the history of Iraq.
We are the most damaged cultural institution in Iraq. We are in much worse position than the Iraqi museum. But because National Museum was very important and the world media focused on the Iraqi museum, they didn't pay attention to this building. So when I came here, we didn't have, almost we didn't have anything apart from 40 plastic chairs. No water, no electricity, nothing there.
Of thousands of precious Ottoman-era documents, only one remains. It's kept in a safe in Iskander's office. The documents that were lost included old property deeds. People have come to try and find records of lands expropriated by the Saddam regime. They've left empty-handed. Many of the rare books were moved before the war to a basement in the nearby tourism ministry. But when library officials went to retrieve them, they discovered that a flood had damaged many of them beyond repair. Others had been stolen only to appear at Baghdad's book market.
I was shocked. I didn't really realize the extent of the damage, how some people could destroy their own history, their own culture. This is done by Iraqis. Unfortunately, some Iraqis were collaborators, Saddam's loyalists. So this, I was angry at that, not at the losses. I was disappointed in a lot of people. So this was a great challenge to do this job.
Iskander believes that members of the Ba'ath Party deliberately targeted the National Archives to destroy evidence of their crimes. But documents from the British occupation, the monarchical period, and in short, much of Iraq's history in the 20th century went up in flames as well. In a back room, dozens of women sitting at desks are beginning to catalog 200,000 Ministry of Interior files that were luckily not found by the looters. Iskander says that this is the bedrock from which Iraq's new National Archive will rise. There are files about some of the country's underground political movements, for example. Under Saddam, scholars had only limited access to government files, so Iraqis have little idea of their real history. Iskander says this now will change.
I'm certain we will discover a lot of important documents. Important documents in such a way that we will reinterpret our history.
Iskander is a Kurdish scholar who studied at the London School of Economics. He jokingly calls himself a dictator. He laughs as he says he's instituted a no-smoking rule, an obvious move for the director of a library, but heresy in a country where smoking is considered almost mandatory. He encourages his staff to make policy decisions, and he's put in place a system of elections which determine who gets promoted. It's all part of his plan to make his fiefdom a beacon of learning and understanding. Kurdish and Shiite books were not included in the National Library's stock under Saddam. In fact, no new books had been bought for 25 years. Last week, Iskander put in the first order. Old books are being cleaned. A team has been sent to the Czech Republic to learn how to restore documents.
I think now in Iraq, the National Library and National Archive is the most important because we need to create a new national identity. Iraq stayed failed and collapsed. This is a new state, a new society. The new Iraq will reflect its multicultural, multi-ethnic identity. For the first time in Iraq history that scholars, students will have free access to these materials.
There was an old saying in the Middle East, Cairo writes, Beirut publishes, and Baghdad reads. Ignoring the blackened shell around him, and despite the explosions and shooting that frequently puncture his day, in his mind's eye, Saeed Iskander sees a national library that is the envy of the region. It has rows of gleaming shelves filled with books and documents detailing Iraq's tumultuous history. No one smokes, and scholars are busy writing and learning. The library is not even close to there yet, but he vows it will be. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Baghdad.